Prologue.
Take it from me, kid, Bailey Dix said again. Sure as hell it ain't how smart you are. It's who you know. Get that sheepskin. Right there you got your contacts, your networking, plus women. Hell, you might meet the boss's daughter. Am I right, or what?
You're right, Michael Finn said. He nodded again and eyed the big Peterbilt speedometer. You're totally right.
Since morning, 8 inches of new snow had fallen, but the trucker was pushing 80. He had stopped for Michael 15 minutes ago. Ahead in the trailer truck's high beams, the wedge of nighttime expressway lay abandoned, like a scene from Fargo.
Damn straight.
Dix was tapping out the beat of the tune, knocking his thumbs on the big steering wheel. Bone cold, Michael had pulled himself into the cab with his book bag. Still nervous, he had lied and said he was a Wayne State University student. He'd even given the trucker a false name. Warm now, he glanced at Dix and felt foolish. Why lie to him? Michael looked out the windshield as, I'm just an Okie from Muskogee, concluded. The trucker's deft movements were reflected in the windshield. CD removed, another slotted in place. Waylon Jennings this time. Take this job and shove it. The driver's mastery of his rig added to Finn's sense of escape in the high, dark security of the truck's cab. He began working off his plaid hunting jacket. The trucker nodded.
Stuff it in the back. We got a ways.
He got it off and pushed the coat behind his seat. For the first time since Tuesday, he felt free. Safe. That was when Michael had told Joseph Galt he would no longer steal the girl's mail.
Right, he thought, hearing the song's tagline. Take this job and shove it.
It hadn't been easy. Facing the scarred, speechless chemistry technician always made him nervous. But Clara Fiore had seen Michael the week before, going through the canvas mail sack in the dorm's lounge.
I'm looking for a change of address card, he told her.
The next day, she brought her tray over in the student union. On Friday, she dropped by the architecture senior projects studio. Clara Fiore was beautiful and refined. She made Michael self-conscious, and not just because he was stealing her mail. He saw she liked him. He wanted to tell her about the letters, but was frightened.